Thank you very much, and it is good to be here.
Ya gode sosai domin ya cancanta ya ji dadi kasancewarsa a nan gurin.
I've heard a few of you speak in English and even sing in English.
Abin ya bashi farin ciki yazo ya ji kuna ta waka a Turanci abin ya bashi dadi ya ji dadi sosai.
And recite in English. Who understands me in English without my translator?
Okay.
Who understands me?
Wa zai iya tsaya yana saurare shi ba wai sai an masa fasaha ba. Mutane nawa ne? Injan zauna ko?
You understand me, huh? Okay, I have a test for you at the end. I understand your Hausa small.
Wato da guda guda yana tsici Hausa yanzu shi ma yana dan koya, shi ma ya cece dan barazanar shi.
So let me see Sanu? Lafia? Ngode. That's almost everything I know. If you open with me, please, if you have your Bible, or at least pay attention in your mind, to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And we want to look at verse number 1 through 5 this morning.
Wato idan kana da littafin ka sai mu bude cikin littafin Korintiya ta farko sura 4 daga aya 1 zuwa 5.
I'm here with Adeze Oputa.
Yana nan tare da wata yar uwan mu Adeze Oputa.
She's a Nigerian, obviously.
Ita yar kudu ce a nan kasar ta Nigeria.
From Delta.
A can Delta.
And this is my translator and my brother Madaki.
Wato ni mai fasaran kuma wato dan uwansa sunan na Madaki.
And we are very welcome.
Killa daga kan da kace na taho ko?
Taho
ba kano bane.
So very well.
Da kuma yan uwan mu da ita maman mu gaba daya da muka zo.
1 Corinthians in chapter number 4, and I ask if possible if the children here can maybe move here on the side. I may get out of the pulpit into the aisle and I don't want to step on you.
Wato inda zai so samu ne yaran da suke zaune kasan nan sai su dan bashi wuri don kai zai taka wani sai su zauna kujeru haka ne.
So 1 Corinthians in chapter number 4.
Korintiya ta farko sura 4.
I bring you greetings from America in California and from the people who support me in this mission work.
Yana kawo muku gaisuwa shi daga kasan America. A can America ma cikin California kuma ga wanda suke masa goyon baya Allah ya kawo shi lafiya yana zance da mu yanzu.
And the apostle Paul, he says this, let a man so consider us, he's talking about himself as an apostle, as the preachers of the gospel in general, as the servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
Wato yana batu ne akan na kansa shi Bulus. Yace gama wanda kiraye na Ubangiji ya sani yanayinsa cikin tawali'u a aikin Ubangiji.
And the Almighty God,
Ubangiji Madaukaki,
he is teaching us.
Yana koya mana.
That's why I asked you to move.
Shi yasa yace wa yaran nan su tafi kai zai take waje.
How to properly esteem the ministers of God.
Yadda ya kamata mu dauki wato bisharar Ubangiji.
We are the servants of Christ. We are stewards of the mysteries of God. Is that what your pastor is to you, the servant of Jesus Christ? Is he serving your soul with the truth of the mysteries of the gospel? And the mysteries of the gospel are many, but here is one mystery.
Wato abu guda na ba mamaki ga shi ne Ubangiji guda na farko shi ne.
How can man
ya mutum
be made righteous with God?
Ne zama ne adalci ga Ubangiji ne zama ne.
Does anyone know?
Wani abu wanda ya iya sani?
This is the biggest mystery in all of the world, the most important mystery that's ever been revealed in the Bible, the Word of God. How you and I can be just and made righteous with God.
Wato wannan babban al'ajibi ne cikin duka abin da ake rubuta cikin littafi, yadda za a mai da mai zunubi zama mai tsarki, al'ajibi ne ga Ubangiji.
Does anyone know this is the most important mystery in the world? And so you see why I have come here. The mystery of God in the redemption of the sinner, it involves this. Your and my sins, if we trust in Jesus Christ, were laid upon Him 2,000 years ago, and He died on behalf of the
sinner.
And because you and I could do nothing righteous, He imputes righteousness unto us by faith. I have a green card here now in Nigeria. I'm able to work. I'm able to stay here, but yes, I don't have the full benefits of a citizen. But as soon as you and I trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, we are instantly and immediately made righteous before God before we do any good works. Have you heard me thus far, sir? A man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. We are righteous in the sight of God because of what His perfect Son did and us believing, us trusting in Him. If I trust myself that I am righteous, then I'm unrighteous. But even though I'm unrighteous, if I trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, I am righteous before God. How can a man be made holy, a woman, when we are born into a state of
sin?
There is no good thing inside of us at all. There's no holiness in our nature. We are born depraved and dead in our sin. And we need a new heart. God gives us a new heart. He gives this as a gift of His grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Just as soon as you and I trust Him, sir, we have a new heart that enabled us. We are born again. We are born of God from heaven. We are new creations. That's
how God is.
And He does not stop saving His people, saving us until the very end. He gives us all of the grace that we need to continue. Anybody who quits has never heard of God inside their soul. I was talking to a woman on the way here who is married. Instructing her in the gospel in how to deal with an unbelieving and ungodly husband. And she had the audacity to tell me that it was better for her to serve her husband and leave the truth of Jesus.
Wato wannan mata tana da wani shekin bala'in zuciya, taure da zuciya. Wai ita tana da mai gida da baya son magana Ubangiji, baya masa kaunar Allah. Amma kuma ta ce ba za ta iya bar mai gidanta ba, ta zo tana bin Yesu, gara ta bi mai gidan su ko inda za su kai.
And I hate that with everything I have.
Abin ya suje shi daga zuciyarsa yace, amma akwai wawa.
How dare we not serve God for saving our souls and then we are going to bend ourselves unto men. That's serving Satan. And I told her, if you go that path, one, you are mad. Two, you'll burn in hell forever. It does not matter what you profess with your mouth, it's how you live that proves I believe God. But understand these two things, and I'll move on about this mystery. I believe God, my little sister, without any evidence at all, except the Bible. I don't care how I feel. I don't care as to what I've said. I don't care as to how I failed. I don't care what challenge is in front of me. As long as I believe God, I'm saved.
Kowace lalura ta zo min, kowace irin halin rayuwa na shiga, idai da wannan littafi mai tsarki na dogara ga shi, duk abin da za ta faru ta faru domin na san ya karshen.
In this true faith,
wannan shi ne kuma ta wajen ban gaskiya ne.
Will make a man or a woman give up his life.
Wanda zai sa mace ko kuma miji ya mutu domin cetonsa.
And I dare say I'm a stronger Christian having been here.
Wato, kamar yadda shi yanzu ya bar wannan ƙasar tasa ya zo nan, ai mun san ko me yake kunsa.
I'm not afraid to die. If you're not afraid to die, why should I be? Hasn't Christ done enough for me and you to face death? Hasn't he paid for our sins and brought us the promise of everlasting paradise? Then why will we ever draw back? We will not.
Amen.
Ah, wonderful. I heard that they broke down your building a few times and you had to rebuild. And look, it's still standing and they are not. And even if you have no building, all you have is a shady tree, you meet to worship God. And every sacrifice that we have made, my dear one, only makes us stronger. I'm stronger by coming to the north and facing my challenges. You be strong too. Verse number two.
I love you.
The Apostle Paul is saying that he's a steward of the mysteries of God. A steward must be found faithful It is required in stewards that one be found faithful. A steward is like a manager. It's an overseer. It's a person that you've entrusted to run your business, but you still own it. Our foundation, we just purchased a small business to help a brother and to help ourselves. And this brother told me this morning that he had been unfaithful. But in his own mind, he was doing the right thing. And I told him that you're not the owner of the business. So you have to get permission from me in order to do what you have been thinking. Does that make sense? A steward is to be faithful and to do exactly what the owner of the business says. And we're stewards of the mysteries of God. That means we do not change it, we do not alter it, and we do not promise you things that God never said. Has God said that you will never be hungry or sick? Has he said that? Then why promise it to anybody?
I will not.
I will promise you that God will be with you until the death. Because that's Bible. I don't like false promises. I don't like any lying on God. I don't like any twisting of the words to please men. And I don't care what you think about it. This is the word of the Almighty God, and we all must bow to it or perish in hell. Doesn't it make you angry when men change the word of God to promise people things to feed themselves?
No.
I don't promise you all your children will be saved. But make that promise even unto David. His children perish. But David said, even though my house is not so with God, he's made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in everything, absolutely sure, and this is all my hope and my salvation. I got it, even if nobody else has.
Yet you don't got it. Another don't that you don't cause us some more to win in Latin. You poke my life, you are more at you. The sort of thing you don't know that you are. A manina than any kind of a woman. Do poor me like a woman. Then there, how you got here.
My brother pastors.
Don't want a pastor.
We don't lie against God, even if the whole church empties or they hang us by our neck. We will never tell you something unfaithful. Never tell you something that God has not said. And you and I both are to obey it. Is that not right?
bazan taba ga maka abin da litafin mai tsanci bai fada ba domin ni ba ne mai cikawa bane kuma ba ta abin da zan iya maka.
That's right, is it not?
Haka yake ko ba haka bane?
That's to be Christian.
That is Christian. Haka Kristo yake.
A steward is to be found faithful, or I will fire this man even though he is my brother.
Wato dole ne a samu wanda yake bauta ya bauta cikin gaskiya da kuma aminci.
But just like God is faithful to you and me to correct us and put us in the right way.
Kuma da Allah mai gaskiya ne ya jawo mu cikin kungumin jikin zanubinmu ya zo ya samu masu adalci kuma ya samu ga hanya.
I corrected my brother and he received.
Wato na ka dai ya karbe shi.
And so we can keep going as if it never happened. It will not do anything but strengthen our relationship.
Haka zamu ci gaba da tafiya, shi kuma zai ci gaba da karfafa mu ga wannan tafiya da zamu haka rashin.
That's me and you with God if we confess our sins.
Wato ni da kai kenan da Ubangiji idan zamu ci gaba.
I've been unfaithful and I've had a guilty conscience.
Wato ya zama mara aminci lokacin sa. Amma nadama, wato nadama bai bar shi ba.
I've sat under preaching and a man more faithful than me reproved me from the pulpit and the word of God.
Do what they say ne wannan kalma da nake faɗe shi ba daidai bane ya bincike ne ta wajen kalman Allah.
And what a horrible feeling it is. You feel naked as if the whole church is staring at you, as if the preacher is looking inside of your heart, as if he's been following you around in your secret places.
Wato duka in duniya za su hallara gaba daya ana bin nan kai dai ka tsaya tsayin daka ga abin da Ubangiji yake fadi za mu gan bayan komai.
But with all that guilt and sin I have repented.
Amma wannan mai nadama zunubin ya tuba.
And now I have a clean conscience.
Yanzu yana da zuciya tsarkakkiya.
And it's more valuable unto me than anything in the world.
Kuma yana man amfani fiye da komai a duniya da zan samu.
Even the life itself.
Wato hatta man da rai shi kansa.
Because a clean conscience.
Wato zuciya mai tsarki.
Is peace with God.
Yana da salama da Ubangiji.
A clean conscience.
Zuciya mai tsarki.
Is being able to obey God in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Zai iya yi biyayya da Ubangiji domin zuciyarsa tsarkake ne.
A clean conscience is the forgiveness of all my sins.
Tsarkaken zuciya zai iya gafarta, ya gafarta wa masu laifi.
That is the reward of the steward who is faithful.
Wato sakamako masu tsarkin zuciya kenan wanda suke bauta mai cikin aminci.
He gets to like Enoch walk with God.
Wato kamar shi malam Enoch a cikin littafi shi ma ya samu sakamakon sa na mai aminci.
Listen to me please.
Masauka ba yara ku zauna. Kauke yi su rusu ko wani basa.
Have you ever thought about walking with God as the greatest privilege in all of the world?
Ka taba yin nazari cewa tafiya Allah babban zarafi ne a gare ka?
Is having a clean conscience in the sight of God the most important thing in the world unto you?
Wato ka samu tsarkakkiyar zuciya domin zuciya kuma kana tafiya da Ubangiji shi babun alfahari ba ne?
Is to be able to fellowship with.
Domin ka samu ka yi zo.
Is to be able to commune with.
Domin mu samu mu yi zumunta da shi.
Is to be able to enjoy his presence.
Mu ji daɗin rayuwarmu da shi.
Is to be able to deal with him through the precious blood of Christ and openly confess your sins and expect his help.
Mun samu zalafi kuma muna roƙe shi muna goda masa mai roƙi gafara kuma ta wajen jinin nan da aka zane shi akan gici.
Is to walk with God as a father and you as a son.
Wato kai tafiya da Ubangiji kaman babanka kai kuma kaman da.
It is the highest privilege that any human being has, and you can have it right now.
Babban zarafi da mutum yake da shi kenan wanda shi ma ya kamata kowan ɗaya daga cikin mu samu irin wannan.
And you think, well, maybe that's just for special people and big super preachers.
Kama dauka abun nan manya ne dukkan su san manyan kaya sun fito tun wai irin nasu na ceto na a ceto ba ya nima ga haka.
It's for sinners like you and me
who confess our
sins.
And who repent wholeheartedly. Who say, my life is what? Not my own. Isn't that a song you sing, or I've heard something similar in Nigeria as when you say, oh God, take control, take charge. And people are always talking about the situation, but what I want is God to take control of me. How about you? I want a clean conscience by the precious blood of Christ through repentance and the power of His Spirit, and you'll never have it if you hold on to sin. Never! You'll never hear me preach God helping me and you and not be disturbed on the inside until you're done with sin. He gets your whole life and he's not sharing with anybody. Not your husband, not your children, not your job, not anybody. He does not share. He's your master. Is that true? Is that true? Is it true? Is it true? Yes?
Yes?
Huh? The whole thing, everything is His.
Nationally.
My life, your life, is to bring other people to the Son of God. That is it. No other ambition. Nothing. That's a clean conscience. And that's the only way to get it. There are three things all of us need to be happy in this world. What are they? The will of God in Christ Jesus. The blood of God, dear son, and my only righteousness. And the power of God the Spirit to make me able to do what you and I know we cannot. Oh, what a walk that is.
Yes,
that's what Enoch had when he walked with God and God just took him up to heaven. He never saw death. And neither will you and I, my sister. If we just follow God through Jesus Christ, who can stop us?
Who cares?
Why is she up their voice against the Son of God? Who dares say anything about what he says?
Why is it there? You're not gonna have that laugh and I can dance up.
Oh no, we follow Christ. No. If your husband ain't happy, that's too bad for him. If the wife leaves you, that's too bad for her. You've been called unto freedom. Oh, and if they take our life, bless God. He's with us in paradise.
You take it down, nothing.
This is no joke. This is no plaything. A clean conscience is worth more than 100 zillion naira and dollars. What? It's worth everything. Get it from God. Give your whole life to nothing else.
Why do you want to
So happy. It's the blood of Christ. And it's through repentance. I was talking to a sister last night. And she's trying to figure out as to why she's struggling. And I've been there, so I know exactly what to tell her. You got to give up your whole life. And you got to be so forgiven that you're happy. And that's something you get from God alone.
Nothing.
My sister, happiness on the inside comes from when God forgives you. When you know your sins, being many, are all forgiven. That's what makes you love God. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. You get it until the joy on the inside, and your sin is no longer a hindrance in your fellowship with God. He put it away! He paid for it in full! He has forgiven! Get it into your heart, not just your mind.
Hallelujah.
And you do that through prayer. And you do that through reading the word. And you do that through singing. And you do that through encouraging each other. If you do that through obeying, even when you have a guilty conscience. Our brother Jonah was in the belly of the whale, right? Big fish. You speak more English than I thought. And you know what had to happen? What God was waiting on and what God caused before he spit him out of that fish? He said, I'll look again unto the Holy
Ghost.
Even though God is not even speaking unto me, I'll keep on trusting Jesus Christ. He said, I will pay what I have vowed. I will obey you if I get out of this fish. And the Lord God had the big fish spit him out on dry ground. No condemnation, no wrath from God. After Noah came out of the ark, it was on dry ground. He was instructing us on this morning. Whatever he says, you do it. Oh, what a lie. And you young men, you listen up. If we need four men in the Bible and in the church of God, understand me? You be a hero unto your family if you worship God. Don't be ashamed. This is where real men stand. This is courage. This is living right. This is righteousness. This is of God. And I know that perhaps many of the men are out working right now. But when I come back next time, I don't want to see a whole row of women. And the corner of grown men. Stand, dear sir, for your Bibles. Stand for your homes. God has put you in an honored position. And you lead them well. These little girls, you grow up in America, you lead them well with faithfulness. You be a good steward of what God has
done.
Help me somebody, am I saying it right?
Am I telling the truth right now? Let's continue. Let's continue. Verse number 3. But with me, Paul says, it is a very small thing if I should be judged by you as if humans should examine me, or a human court, a human judgment.
Wato a gare ni ni inji bulus kenan yace a gare ni kuma akan sassauka wato abu ne a ce ku ne za ku gwada ni ko kuwa a gwada ni a gaban wato kowace mutum mu kontaka ko da na mutane ni ma na gwada kaiza.
Thank you
I need it too though.
Yeah, it's hot as this is.
No, I'm going to go preach, brother.
All right.
But listen to me now. It is very easy to really fool people because you can't see my heart or my secret places. You can't see what I'm doing on the internet when nobody's looking.
Ba wanda yana sani cikin na'ura kayan na'ura nan da ake daddannawa. Ina yin wani makirci amma ba wanda zai sani.
You can't see how I talk to the pretty girls and treat the women.
Ba za ku sani ba idan ko na gefe daya sai in tsaya ina ta jira da yan mata ko kuma da mata da sauransu.
But Paul says, in fact,
Bulus ya ce,
I don't even judge myself, for I know of nothing against myself. Paul says I have a clean conscience in the sight of God.
I'm a faithful minister. The grace of Almighty God has taken a raggedy man and made him faithful. And Paul said, I know it. I have no doubt in my mind. And I haven't always been that way. Oh, I hear sermons like this and get guilty on the inside. Just like you. But when I made that commitment that I was talking about earlier, and cleansed by the blood and the spirit, I was made faithful. Out of an unclean thing to a clean thing. God did that, and he will do that for you.
Wato cikin wato mara tsarki aka ɗauke ni aka mai da ni mai tsarki ta wajen jinin nan ne aka tsarkake ni aka zama masu tsarki.
But Paul said that that's not even enough.
Bulus ya ce ba ma iya kenan ba.
Yet I'm not justified by how I see myself. That's not enough. What I think about me is insufficient. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes. What the Apostle Paul is saying, and this is very important, it is the essence of what I've come here to preach. He's living as if the judgment day is real and it's coming. He's living open-breasted before God. He's living like God is watching me
from inside of my heart while I'm living.
Yana rayuwarsa kamar yadda ya tabbata yana gani idan Allah yana kula da shi yana lura yana kallon sa ko yana da inda yake.
He's living like God sees everything, and there are no secrets, there are no lies, and there is nothing that can be hidden from Him.
Yana rayuwa da yana rayuwa da sanin cewa Ubangiji babu wajen makuya a gaban sa, babu duhu, babu wani lungu. And duk da wani yana kallo yana kallon sa.
He's really saying, I'm ready to meet God right now.
Sai ce ina shirye da sadu da Ubangiji a kowane lokaci, to ni da kai ba wani irin rayuwa muke yi.
He's ready to have his ministry, the thoughts, the motives, the intents of his heart examined by God.
Yana so wa
ready.
Aikin fishalan nan da ya dauka, yana so Ubangiji ya duba da na aiki sa na ayyuka, dan ayyuka na cikin zuciyarsa, ya baya na ina yake kuskuren. Yana yin shi da tsoro da yake.
And here's why. He so believes in the judgment.
Ya ba da gaskiya ga ranar shari'a.
That he is actually living right now before God each step of the way.
Yana rayuwa, yana kallo ga Ubangiji, yana kallo na kamar a tafin hannunsa ne. Babu wani abin da zai yi baya gani, yana kuma dubawa.
He's not looking at men and saying, "Are you think I'm faithful?"
Ba wai ya rika ce,
"Ko ina tafiya ni mai tsarki ne?"
He's not staring in the mirror and saying, "Yeah, I'm doing all right."
Ba wai yana duba cikin madubi bane ya rika ce ai wani na kokari ai wace na kokari ba haka yake kallon sa ba.
He's looking up to God, our Lord Jesus Christ, to say, "Wherever you want to take me, I'm ready because I'm living for you right now."
Bulus, ina sana sama yana kada Ubangiji ya ce Ubangiji duk da zaka kai ni duk abin da zaka yi ni da ni na zama naka ne ba kuma ba na kaina bane.
His preaching was not for himself, it was for God.
Bisharan da yake yi ba yana ma kansa bane, yana yi ne don aiki don Ubangiji ya kira shi.
He was not trying to use people. He served them.
Baya so yayi amfani da mutane don yana satar da kansa.
It was not all pretense, as when Paul said, "Hi, sister."
Baya yin riya. Kamar da bulli da kamar wannan ya ba da magana akan ta.
He wasn't doing anything to impress men.
Baya yin wani abu don mutun ya gamsu da aikin sa. Ba ha gani kwazo na wannan iglesia ne wai? Ah, shi ba haka bane.
Every step of it, every bit of it.
Do what it appears, sir.
It was to please God.
Do a good name, J.E. I'm going to talk about the Lord of the Lord.
And to be fair.
Kumar is a man, I mean, she.
How about you?
Need a paper.
Are you ready to meet God right now?
Inyo, we're going to take it out of Mudo. When I should hear my name, I'm going to say,
yes. Are you ready to have your ministry examined into the motives, into the intents, into things that other human beings cannot see, but only God.
Ashirye muke a duba ayyukan mu na ikkilisiya da na abun nan na addinancin mu. Ubangiji ya duba shi a gani zai ce zuciya mu kuma duka. Ashirye muke mu ce yanzu ga na zo gare ka Ubangiji babu karbo asiri kamar da wayansu kan ce Allah ya rufe asiri.
And you know what the secret of this is?
Masasi asirin wannan abun.
This clean ministry.
Wannan tsakakken addinin.
It's a commitment.
Wato ni ka kai ne.
It's through the blood of Christ.
Ta wajen jinin Yesu Almasihu.
It's in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yana iko Ruhu mai tsarki ne.
Over and over and over.
Akai azzaka yana kai zuwa wuri, wato yana maimaitawa.
Every time he shows me something wrong with me, Lord, I repent.
Duk lokacin da wani abu ya dawo min sai ce Ubangiji ka hakuri na yi laifi.
And repentance is not just saying I'm wrong.
Ba wai tuba ba za a ce kai na yi laifi ba. Ah, ba wai laifin bane.
I was talking to a young woman on a little bit older, this was last night.
Wato yana zance da wata kwanakin baya.
And he had cancer.
And
so she's going through the chemotherapy. I'm sorry, sister. And she got all religious for several weeks.
And
But I guess her chemotherapy has been going very well. Because after all of her praising God in order to get her healing, she's back to her fornicating ways. And she posted this question. Peace,
salama,
or good sex?
Good sex.
Or good sex. This is crazy to say. Which one should I choose? That's
what she
said. And so I asked her publicly in hope I misunderstood her question. And I simply said, are you willing to choose sex even though it will cast you into hell? And you know what she said? Yes, it's
worth
it. And I wrote her back. I said, that's just how depraved your heart is.
What is
foolish.
Yeah, won't die.
And if you don't repent, you'll be damned forever. So merely saying I'm a sinner, that's not the same as confessing
sin. But when you think
to confess sin is to do it no more through faith.
Jesus.
It's to renounce. And every time God shows us our sin, we renounce through faith in Christ. And we say, Lord God, I will offend you no more. And he helps you every time. And that's what makes you grow. That's what makes you stronger. And when you and I bring our ministry to the Word of God in the Bible, and we look at the Apostle Paul and say, God make me exactly like that, and I will accept nothing less. I gotta have it. I must be faithful. I have no other choice. There is no plan B. If you don't make me faithful, I cannot live. He will give you the Holy Spirit. And he will make you
holy.
And you'll have a clean conscience with God all of your life. And the happiness on the inside is unfathomable. And the happiness on the inside is
unfathomable.
There's nothing to make you guilty. There's nothing to separate in between you and God. That's a happy human being.
Am
I right? That's how our Lord Jesus Christ lived. Open-breasted in the sight of God without sin. And me and you live open-breasted with forgiveness and cleansing. What a life. Even in Narnia, what a life. It's the only life that's worth living.
Therefore, judge nothing before the time, verse 5, until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. You cannot hide from him.
Don haka nan kada ku yanke wani hukunci tun lokacin bai yi ba kafin komowar Ubangiji wanda zai tona al'amura da suke boye a duhu ya kuma bayyana nufin wato zukata a sa'a a sa'an nan ne Allah zai
Thank you, my brother translator. And he will reveal the hidden motives of the heart. Then each one's praise will come from God.
Let me just talk to you very briefly on that praise and I'll be finished. That praise before God at the last day, it will be this. He'll say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." He will have already taken away all your sin. You don't even have to worry about that. If you get to heaven, you'll have no sin to worry about forever. But he'll do more than that as he praises you. He will show you
and
me what we've done for him. And you know what our crowns are and our rewards are? They're all the same. Every believer gets the exact same reward except for this. Your prayers, your faith, your life, your love, is going to be revealed at the day of judgment. My sister, for all the people you've helped. Paul says, "You are our crown and our joy." On that great day. And God will take your life, which you've lived for His glory, right here in obscurity or wherever He sends you. And He will say, "Look what you did. You helped my people." That'll be heaven on top of heaven. Yes, to see how many, how few, but we serve them to get them into heaven, into the kingdom. Is that what your life's all about? I don't want to leave any legacy. I don't care if my name is forgotten on the foundation. But I do care about this. When I get to heaven, I want to see who I helped get there.
Hallelujah.
That's a faithful ministry. And nothing else. It's required of the steward that he be found.
What?
What's the word?
Aminchi.
You and me, Aminchi.
The need of God is a member of my son, Aminu.
We go meet God, Allah. Through Yesu Christi.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, sister.